and we are live on the Red Pill News. Take the red pill, you suckers. For all those have already taken the red pill, take it again, man. Take it again. Take it again. Open your eyes to the world that is around us, that is just trying to take every freaking thing from you. I like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Big deal, Macy's, every year. My mom used to be really into it. She'd be cooking Thanksgiving dinner, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV, you know. And over the years, obviously, like other things, get tainted and distorted. It's just all it is now is one big, I'm trying to get money out of your pocket fest, you know. And I guess that's probably what it was all along, but just not as blatantly in your face, disgustingly obvious as it has been for a long time. But it's still something that goes on. I'm watching all these people on the sidelines, you know. People, most of them, the majority of them didn't have their mask on, yeah, or nothing like that. I'm seeing all these people just kind of at a super spreader event congregate. That's what the only thing I can think of when I'm watching this Macy's Day. Oh, yeah. Here comes Ronald McDonald, you know, a freaking empire, an empire of a clown that sells people food that's not edible. A lot of the ingredients at McDonald's is not even fit for human consumption. But they put it in anyway. So, yeah, go ahead, buy your food from a clown. That's what you get. When you get what you get, I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel bad for you. You know that? You just have to be smart about your own stinking life. And watching the parade is bubblegum for the brain. If you don't attach anything to it, you know what? The parade didn't make me spend $1. And that's the beauty of it, man. Resist. They're trying to sell all kinds of stuff. I don't need anything. The things I need, I have. You know? He who knows he has enough is rich. I just have to be able to maintain. That's not rich to the point where I can just walk away from things. Just got to maintain. You know? So, very hard Thanksgiving. First year without my mom. And just can't believe it. Up and down, back and forth, front to sides. Horrible, man. You know, when you lose someone you love so much, the holidays just really stick it in and break it off. So I worked today is what I did. I volunteered to work, and, you know, did what I had to do. Then I'm busy writing a book, and then I got busy with that afterwards, and I just chilled out. I had some turkey. I made some basic stuff in a skillet, man. Little turkey, little pre-made gravy, all that other stuff. Whatever. It's hard. Very hard. Very hard to even find any kind of flavor in life after you lose someone like that. But whatever, you know, you got to go forward. I mean, I can't sit here and cry about it either. You know, that's just a terrible draining thing. That depression gets a hold of you, you know. So I started reading articles instead, something to lift me up for Thanksgiving. And then I see this article about Heidi Klum eating pie off her own naked crotch. And then I think, you know what? My life sucks. You know that? It sucks. Here's beautiful Heidi Klum eating pie off her crotch. This is the deal. No dude could get away with this. No guy in the media could, you know, Ben Affleck eating a cannoli off his crotch. No. And nobody wants to see that. Maybe some people do, but not most people. But Heidi Klum. So she's older. A lot of these women who are supermodels and now they're flirting with 50, you know, need to stay relevant. Just like Britney Spears shaving her head and beating on cars with umbrellas, you know, they need to stay relevant. They've got to do something out there, but you would think out there would be in some kind of dignified fashion, not shaving your head and beating on cars with umbrellas. That gets you a visit with state psychiatrists. You don't need that. You don't need that. You got to convince that board of psychiatrists that you're okay. And they don't get paid to say that you're okay. They get paid to put you behind bars and study you like a monkey. So keep that in mind next time you have your psychotic episodes, y'all. Y'all, I know a lot of my fans do. So it's something we all share in common. Birds of a feather, I say. So Heidi Klum captured the moment. She decided to eat a piece, not a slice of pie, a piece of pie, a chunk of pie of strawberry pie off her naked crotch. And then shamelessly shared it with her 8.7 million Instagram followers. See, that's why my life is boring, man. That's why. And you know what? So they said, oh my, yummy. She's like, oh my, yummy pie. The 48-year-old model captioned this suggestive photo on Thursday. They got a photo of her. Got long legs. Let's take like an hour and a half to shave her legs, man. It'll get the waxed. She doesn't do anything for herself, right? These people, like on that level, they kind of, I don't know. But she looks very depressed, man, eating that pie alone. You know what I mean? With her computer there, her phone, her pie. And I'm realizing that that kind of is my life, except I don't have millions of bucks. But that is, except I'm not eating pie off of my private parts. Wouldn't want to in the first place. As a matter of fact, it's something that wouldn't even enter my mind. You know what I mean? But I think she's lonely. And I think maybe Ben Affleck should break up with J-Lo and run over. Just swing on the vine like Tarzan right over to Heidi Klum and get some of that pie, Ben. That's my suggestion for you. I could make their lives much more interesting from my crow's nest. That's for sure. Just not my own. Okay. So Klum left little to the imagination as she balanced the plate of dessert on her bottomless groin while relaxing in bed. She wore just a lacy black bra stitched with colorful butterflies and a beaded choker necklace. Oh my God. The Victoria's Secret Angel had a laptop, her iPhone, and a tray with tea. And how do you know tea was there? Maybe it was some whiskey. How do you know it's tea? Let me look at that photo again. I see a pot. Ooh, it's got water in there. I don't know, man. There's a teacup. There's actually two. I don't know. I'd say it's bourbon. And let's see. Where the hell was I? All right, so Klum turned off the comment section to the post, likely knowing that the Karens would flip out over her sensual and bizarre snap. You think women like this kind of crap? You think that your average woman out there looks at Heidi Klum eating pie off her crotch and says, oh my God, she's tearing down feminism. She's destroying the female gender. She's taking away our rights that we fought so hard to get. You think? Or you think that women are like, ooh, I wish I was her. Ooh, I wish I was eating pie off my own crotch. People cared if I put the picture up there. It's all about the picture, the selfie. You know, look at me. Attention. The attention of lack of attention of the internet, you know, and social and anti-social media as that. You know what I mean? So I think that there's a lot of other things that do people in, gender-wise, especially how they behave and how they are, how they treat other people, especially of the opposite sex, and the shenanigans and games and all of the emotional mind games and all that stuff that goes on. Yeah, I think that takes a lot away from people in of itself. You know, eating pie off crotch, never heard of that in my life as stopping anything from happening with any kind of gender. So good for the Karens. They can't speak out. Let's see, the Queen of Halloween is no stranger to flaunting her curves for all to see. Halloween, what's up with that? I'm not in on the reference, man. Was she in Halloween? Just last week, Klum posted a belfie showing her backside in Fendi X Skims underwear. So this is like, see now, this I get though, right? This woman's identity is her looks. She has no other identity than her looks. You know, when you look through Hollywood, you look at these models, you look through the music business, you look at a Britney Spears, right? She's out there getting naked, you know, with the whole thing that she just went through. Showing her boobs, showing her butt, showing this, showing that, whatever. That's how, like, that's their looks, how they define themselves. Not spiritually, not with intelligence, not in any kind of want to evolve. It's more about the way they look. So it's objectification. Now, if you want to point at people and say, well, they're objectifying women, but these are women who are objectifying themselves. But yet the feminists don't start pouring out of the woodwork saying all kinds of stuff. Instead, they're going after Ben Affleck's cannoli. They don't want him to eat his cannoli off his lap, right? This is with J-Lo. It was a burrito. His burrito. You know what I mean? All right. Over the summer, she went topless while yachting with her husband, Tom Cullitz, on a romantic vacation together. Topless. She has huge feet. I bet she could water ski, like without skis. All right. So let's see. The America's Got Talent judge. Is that what she does? Clearly loves showing off her tan, as she also shared a photo of herself. Well, because she can't sing either. Like, you know, she's only known for her looks, and she's you know, she's almost 50 years old. She's in the zone, right? In the zone where she still wants the attention. It's attention, isn't it? You know, it doesn't matter if it's Heidi Klum. Doesn't matter if it's just some schmomo taking a selfie of themselves, putting it on Facebook, and it doesn't matter what kind of person likes it, or they start saying, "You're hot. You're so beautiful. Oh my God!" And these women just eat it up alive. It's attention. But what is it really? What is it really? So. Oh, and Heidi Klum's fashion choices are risque. Let's see. She was made waves in June. She made waves in June after showing some underboob while wearing a dangerously short crop top. Who did she make waves with? Who cares? Was anybody out there getting the wave? Love Heidi. Hey, man, did you hear about Heidi Klum's underboob? Oh my God, I saw it on the news. I can't believe she got away with it, dude. The underboob, man. She's the hottest 48-year-old ex-model, whatever she is now, I've ever seen. I'm going to tweet her and say how hot and sexy she is. And she's like, yes, I am still relevant. The former Project Runway judge has been married to a Kulitz, 32, a younger guy, 48 years old. The guy's 32, she's 48. He's got mommy problems. Now, we talk about this all the time here on the Red Pill News. Mommy issues. The hell's wrong with you guys? You know? But I guess some people just need that. They and these women have that too, don't they? They know how to wrap these dudes around their little fingers. Look at the prince. Look at the prince. What a ridiculous fool the guy looks like, you know, with his Malibu Barbie princess and the stuff that they do and even talk about. I'll write an article, not even an article, a couple paragraphs, not even worth time even to read it, about how they're having a traditional Thanksgiving and how she kept reassuring how much he loves America. My husband, the prince, loves America, loves L.A. He just sits out in the garden and cries to himself. I like that. I've broken the prince. Broken him. Off with your head. He'll be like, ooh. All right, whatever. Let's see. All right. They got the red carpet or whatever. Klum was previously married to hairstylist Rick Pepino and singer Seal. So Seal made it out alive. I know he went through a lot of stuff, man. That dude was with her in the early days, too, when it was worthwhile. He made it out alive. He was like the first owner of that Ferrari. He made it out alive. He didn't look back. I know he talked about some stuff, man, with her. And you know, a lot of these people, they just think who the hell they are too. And imagine just dealing with that kind of attitude 24/7. You know, so what do you really get out of it? Don't, isn't the purpose of being in a relationship with someone, of being with some equal of you that you have so much in common with, and you love spending time with them, and you love, like, you know, just kind of doing everything, just having fun, right? Not getting judged or told that everything you do is wrong. Nobody needs that crap in their life. Nobody. You know, we're individuals in this goddamn life. You know what the Buddha says? You're stupid. That's exactly what he said. And they wrote a whole bunch of stuff after. Just that's all he said. He came out and said, you're stupid. You know why? Because we're all on our own journey. And if you're sitting there listening to other people tell you what to do, you're on their journey. They're taking advantage of your journey, you know, and on your journey, they're affecting you. I mean, you make your own decisions, informed decisions, educational decisions, but you make your own, right? Not the government making decisions for you, not people making decisions for you. You know, good to take advice. Advice is great as long as you respect where it comes from, but there's a lot of haters out there that'll give you bad advice too, man. You know what I mean? I love this story. I just started reading a little bit, and I'm like, I got to read this on the air. Bride-to-be faces backlash after asking her husband to lie about how they met. See, so this is a deal. It's all about, with a lot of people, it's all about the lie, the commercial that they put up of what kind of people they are. I always say people are the opposite of what they say they are, you know? Because they a lot of people just put themselves out there as this amazing being. Then you see their real life. You are what you do, by the way. But this guy gets it. See, now this is the deal. Men are becoming to have, you know, we all use the word woke. Woke. There's a lot of men out there, especially young men, who are like understanding that. One, if you get into situations like marriage, you're signing away half everything you own. You know what I mean? Whether you're getting into it, oh, yeah, there's prenups and whatever. Psh, they barely even stand up in court, you know, maybe if you're lucky. I'm going to read you about that, too, with Dr. Dre. I love it, man. I love it because these guys all suffer because of the same condition, marriage. And you know what they're doing is making it so people don't want to get married. A lot of women are telling their young sons not to get married. Don't get in situations where you're married, you know, because they see what's going on in themselves, and they probably did their own stuff themselves to get where they are, and they know the game. They know the game. It's three card Monty, and you don't want to join. I'm not saying marriage is terrible for everybody. If it's real and natural and good, you know the person, they know you, and you look at them, and they look at you, and you say, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. You know? I'm going to do that one day when I'm like 98. You know what I mean? 98. I'm going to start smoking Newport cigarettes at 98. That's right. And I'm going to get married for the rest of my life. Maybe. So let's see. A man is uncomfortable with the lies. His fiance wants him to tell her friends and family. He shared his dilemma. And this is all, you know what? This is also all about the social media addiction that a lot of these people have, right? So this guy shares his dilemma on Reddit. His fiance wants him to lie at their wedding about how they met. And they really met on a dating app, but instead, you know, probably like Tinder, you know, that she's out there swiping, he's swiping. They met on a hookup app, right? And here they are dropping the vows. But instead, she wants him to say it was love at first sight at a coffee shop. The fiance is threatening to call off the wedding if he doesn't agree with her terms. So she's saying, lie. Tell these people you met me at the coffee shop. She works in the coffee shop. But the guy's shooting really low, you know? And she's like, I was making an espresso, and it was hot and steamy. And I had my biscotti all ready. And, oh, and here he comes. He fell in love. He said, I love the way you handled that biscotti, baby. You can put some steam in my cup. And, ooh, we got married. It's the fantasy, but it's not the reality. The reality, they're both on some hookup site, you know. Go ahead, go to a bar, meet some drunken floozy. I don't care, because I'm not the one getting involved in it. I'm just the one reading about it on international radio with 1.4 million fans. Yeah, that's me, the one reading about it. We're laughing. We're all having a collective laugh. And we all know that, yeah, there are times we get in similar situations. Not like this. I mean, really, the fiancé thing. I haven't gotten there. But, so he wants to call up. So now he knows that, you know, yeah, she's a liar and trying to make him lie too. She's like, I met my fiancé. Or he said, let's see, she keeps going. I met my fiancé online on a dating app. And we've been together for 2 years now and got engaged recently. So that's kind of soon to me. I know people and the media, Lifetime TV, they push it. Like for 6 months, they want you to get married. You meet the guy, boom, get married. But what's wrong with a long engagement, you know, or even 2 to 5 years? Nothing wrong with that. Is there any kind of stress that you have to get married? Oh, sure. Maybe you want to have kids and then the kids will have the same name and that type of thing. That's a whole different world. But I'm talking about just marriage itself. You know what I mean? It's a bad deal. It's a bad business contract is what it is, right? So, all right, this guy met her on a dating app. He's looking to hook up. And then, let's see. However, she keeps telling me that during the wedding, she wants me to give a speech talking about how I met her while she was working at a coffee shop and that I was so attracted to her that it was love at first sight and that I immediately asked her to be my girlfriend. Be mine. She says that this makes her look better and will make her look good to her friends if I say that she was so beautiful that I immediately asked her out. So he goes into a coffee shop. He bases everything of his attraction just in looks alone and falls madly in love with this vision of coffiness. I like coffee too. Let me tell you, I get into that coffee high, that coffee smell. You know, you get those grinds. You like to grind a little bean, get a little steam on your bean. You know, yeah, I like it. Of course. Girl come up, you're going to be in euphoria. You're in a coffee euphoria. She come up, she's like, would you like more coffee? Yeah, yeah. All right. So he says, to clarify, she is saying that I have to say that I asked her to be my girlfriend right at the counter without even having any sort of conversation at first. He just walks in like dazed. He got the thunderbolt, the Italian thunderbolt. You are a vision of loveliness. I got to be with you. Please go out with me, you're so beautiful, coffee shop lady. So, I feel very uncomfortable with this untrue version of events, he explained. Yeah, because he's an honest guy. He is confused of what to do. So, you know what you should do? You take your little Tinder app back out again or whatever you use and start swiping, looking for another one, man. And then, you know what? You're going to find people like that. But don't hook yourself up with someone like this. It is, you're already in stress. You're already complaining. You're already feeling terrible about this. You're not even freaking married. Why would you want to do it? You know what I mean? He's uncomfortable. He's like, I am uncomfortable with this portrayal of myself as some sort of a creep who asked a complete stranger to be my girlfriend. Yeah, not really a creep. More like a loser. You know, creep is a whole different thing. More, you're more like a loser. You got to kind of know your terms, dude. A creep would have went in there and, you know, like grabbed her or something, man. That's, you know what I mean? some old guy in his mid-60s harping on some 18-year-old girl. That's creep. But no, you're a loser. Let's face it. You know. So there are other lies that she wants me to go along with, too. Uh-oh. Other lies. Tell us. Let your pain be our entertainment. For example, I inherited a house from my grandparents, but she is asking me to tell all her friends and family that I myself paid for and bought her the house because she is so special. Oh my God, dude. Don't walk, run. Run the other way. As far from that woman as possible. Tell her you're gay or you're a Mormon, you got 9 wives. I don't know, whatever story you need to make up, go. Be like her and lie, get the hell out of it. You know, or just tell her, I'm sorry, my God won't allow me to lie. Bye. Blame it on Buddha. Blame it on the Buddha. Buddha says, run. You must run. She bought her the house. Oh my God. Cause she's so special. So special. No one pours coffee like you, baby. Put your tip in the cup. All right. So this guy said no to this psychopath who wants him to just lie. After I said no, she's been saying that I care more about the opinions of other people than how she feels, and that she is reconsidering if she wants to be with someone who isn't on her side. But isn't that what she's doing? She cares about the opinions of other people, which is why she wants him to lie. Right? On her side and lies. I'll tell you, man, that's no way to be. That's no way to live, dude. No way to live. She knows that my friends and family know I inherited the house and that we met on a dating app. So his friends and family all know that she's like some dating app tramp that works at a coffee shop, meeting probably tons of guys. How many guys do you think moseyed on into that coffee shop? How many do you think moseyed in, saw, and left? That's even more. That, you know what? That's an eye-opening experience. I was dating this girl. This is like 16 years ago. And just, I dated 3 girls in 1 year, which is fun. It was just kind of people. And I met them on Yahoo Dating. But one was a French scientist. How many times are you going to meet a French scientist on Yahoo Dating? I don't even think they have that anymore. So anyway, but this other one, she was cool. She was all right. You know what I didn't like about her? She was a crazy cat lady. She her whole life was on the couch. She wanted to like just sit there and watch TV. Her cats were just like, they seemed like they were emotionally disturbed. You could always tell how people are from their pets, you know, how their pets' behavior. You know what I mean? But then when I was talking to her one day, she told me that she used to date this guy that I knew and I didn't like. He was like this creepy little dude. He was a creepy little, he's a local musician and whatever. He was like bald on top and he had the long hair that goes down on the side and in the back, you know, like, that kind of thing, you know. So that, but I didn't like the guy at all. He was just a creepy. He's like one of those guys who would. He knew I was big in the New York City music scene at that time, and because I was an entertainment writer down there and still doing my thing here and there, right, putting articles out. So then, you know, he's like always bragging about his band and whatever. I'm like, this is fucking Ithaca, New York. You know what I mean? You're not gonna go anywhere, dude. It's Ithaca. You want the whole hard freaking truth of reality. If you live in some little dinky crap hole town, you're not going to go anywhere. You need to be in a place where people notice you in front of large audiences, large groups, right? But anyway, I didn't like the guy. He liked me. I didn't like him. Every time I saw him, he's got to try to talk to me about stuff. And I'd be like, you know, like, bye. But then I was talking to this girl and she was like, I actually had a run-in with the guy. Not a run-in, but I saw him at the gas station, and he was like, just, you know, being like just verbal diarrhea, you know. And then I'm like, oh my God, get away. Get away. And I tell her, I'm like, yeah, I just saw this guy. He's kind of a creepy little dude. And she's like, I used to date him for a year. And then one day he just didn't call me anymore. I'm like, you dated him for a year? And then he didn't call you anymore after a day? And then I didn't call her after that. I was like, why am I with her? That's disturbing. That creeped me out even more than the creepy little dude. Anyway, if you care, my next two choices weren't any better. So whatever, man. I attract crazy like you wouldn't believe. I attract crazy like a yellow light bulb in the middle of nowhere in the dark with all the moths coming right at me, man. Anyway, that's how I can identify with all these articles, man, even Ben Affleck. I can identify with because I've done all that crap. That's how I can talk shit because I've done it. All right. I think I read that already. I'm having too much fun. I bet I'm having more fun with this article than anybody ever even did. All right. So let's see. And then the Reddit people, the ones who need to comment on stuff, thought the fiance raised some red flags. So one person wrote, she sounds a little off. Sure you want to marry her? There's your suggestive advice from your Reddit. Huge red flag, dude, that she's putting your engagement on the line for this. I wouldn't marry someone dishonest. Wrote Melania Trump. So let's see. Anyway. So, yeah. You know what? This guy's falling off the face of the planet. You're gonna rely on Reddit people to give you advice, just airing your dirty laundry in public, right? You want to know how people are? This is how people are. This is exactly how people are. Dr. Dre reveals texts sent to Nicole Young, his woman, and said that he doesn't know the woman that he married. I heard so many people say this after they've been with people for freaking decades and sometimes, I didn't know the person. I didn't know them at all. I can't believe it. And then, yeah, do you know anybody? Do you really know people, man? Do people keep things inside? Me personally, I keep stuff. I play my cards very close to my chest, and I grew up that way. And you just don't offer up information people don't need to know. If they don't need to know it, you don't have to say anything about it. There's no, you know, in a lot of the cases, you don't want to do that because then some people just get overloaded with information and then it just takes even longer to explain things, you know, so you just have to back off. You know what I mean? Tell them what they need to know and what information they can handle and give them that lemonade and let them go along their way. So I like lemonade. That's right. In a declaration filed in their divorce. So this is another long-term divorce, Dr. Dre and Nicole Young going on. Ben Affleck smart stay out of court. This is like the Angelina Jolie and the other dude, you know. That's like that. On and on for years, right? When they initially, oh, we'll have an amicable divorce and whatever. The guy always says that with the money because they don't want to be taken for the money. But when you marry someone with money and then you divorce them and these judges give out these huge awards to these women, why do they deserve that? If they didn't help the person make the money, they don't deserve the money. They deserve something, but not millions upon millions of bucks unless they actually were there. Right? Like Bezos's ex-wife. She helped build that company. She got a ton of money. And if she's listening, I'm single. You know that. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, from listening to me. Obviously. I wouldn't be able to talk like this if I was in a relationship, which is why they're constrictive. It's not healthy. It's stressful not being able to say stuff, man. You got to be able to speak your mind. So in a declaration filed in their divorce case, Dr. Dre revealed the last messages he sent to his soon-to-be ex-wife, Nicole Young, in the documents obtained by Radar Online. Dr. Dre, born Andre Young, asked that they kept things, cool. So he said, "Yo, baby, let's keep things friendly and peaceful. Over and out, I love you," read the texts. He also asked that they kept the proceedings classy and fair and not into an expensive fight. But you know for a fact that that's what he wants. It's not what she wants. Or she would just say, "Hand me your wallet and then I'll go away." And then they never really do. She'll be sitting there talking crap no matter what, because people will be out there paying her to talk crap. Magazines, television shows, whatever. Tell us all this terrible stuff about Dr. Dre. We know something. There's got to be something bad about him. You got, look at him. He's a gangster rapper with the guns, gun this, gun that, shooting guns and whatever. And of course, if you know any of these guys, only some of them are real criminals. Other ones are just guys who say that they are, and they kind of play that angle. You know what I mean? So, just saying, there are people that that do lie about their background to paint themselves in a certain way. I knew a guy on Long Island who was a gangster rapper, whatever. He grew up in a house in old Westbury, this big freaking mansion, a Long Island mansion, man. Bucks, bucks, bucks. He was just some dude, lived there with his family. Gangster rapper. I'm like, what gangster? What ghetto? He wouldn't even come with me to Far Rockaway, let alone gangster rapper. So whatever, dude. All right. Okay, so all those requests about amicable and all that, yeah, they weren't adhered to, since Young asked for temporary spousal support of almost $2 million a month. $2 million a month. Now tell me, why does she? Yeah, if she's married to him, he's got the bucks, he's doing this, whatever, that's fine. You go away from that situation, you don't get to live that same life. You get to live the life that you get to live. You get some money, some of this, some of that. $2 million a month. So she wanted that, and then was granted almost $300,000 a month. So they asked for $2 million and got $300,000, which is still an extraordinary amount of money. In the court declaration, which is a statement that's sworn to be the truth by subject, Dr. Dre denied Young's claim that he was abusive during her marriage, their marriage. And notice I said her marriage. Isn't that funny? He also said that he was surprised by Young's allegations. I can't believe it. He said there were never any domestic violence claims made by Nicole before or during our marriage, formal or informal. At no time were the police ever called during our marriage. I was present for Nicole's deposition. She testified that there are no witnesses to the alleged abuse, and she admitted that she never told anyone, including her mother or siblings or other family or friends, about any alleged abuse. There are no texts, no emails, no photographs, no videos, no police reports, no domestic violence filings and or other documents of evidence abuse, and no witnesses to her offensive allegations after learning that last August of Nicole's false accusations of abuse. I realized that I did not know the woman I had married and loved. Woo! The Buddha says, check your ego at the door. But the big Buddha bullshitter says, you learn something important. You learn what people are made of, Dr. Dre. All your songs about shooting people. You're going to make a rap about how she lied, took you out. Took you out and lied. Lied, and they will. They don't care. There's no problem with them lying, because they freaking do it, no problem. These people who do that, they're like that. She was along for the ride, And then she didn't want the ride to over. Their relationship had ended. You know, that's that for that. So, whatever, man. And then this dude, Dr. Dre, had a freaking, you know, he also had an aneurysm recently. He's not well, man. Huh? Probably from all the stress. You see that? They don't live up to the image of their music. I'll tell you that. I don't like that. I want people to be, you're going to be my hero. You better walk the walk and talk the talk. He ain't my hero. Just put that. I don't have any heroes anymore. My mom was my hero, and then that's that. She's the strongest person I've ever known. All these people, they're weak, weak, weak. Second case of monkeypox in the U.S. Just want to throw that. Just throw that in there. In case you haven't had enough of viruses, another case of monkeypox. I don't even want to have something called monkeypox. You know what? That's not a badge of courage right there. I got monkeypox, man. Yo, what's wrong with you, man? You know, you're eating all those bananas. Man, I got monkeypox. Can't stop. Can't stop. Give me those bananas. Dude, here. Monkeypox. What's those little bits on your skin? Look like little monkeys. Monkey! I don't know. I watched 28 Days Later before. That was my after work Thanksgiving movie. 28 Days Later. I had bought it on Amazon like before at Halloween. I just never had the time to watch it. I'm a very busy guy. So, and I've seen it a million times. So it's just a cool movie. That's the thing in the beginning. If you've seen 28 Days Later, there's some monkey action going on. It's a pretty crazy movie. So, all right. We got one more story to do before we're off the air. I got to think about China's gone dark. You know, they got a new COVID going on in China that spread to most of their provinces probably all by now. Within a few days, it went from like 4 to 8 to 14 to 18 provinces. You know, they only got like 31. Now they went dark. So you can expect that next on the highway. Now people, it's Thanksgiving, people out traveling, congregating or doing all their stuff and whatever. They don't think there's any rules. So you'll see. Yeah. We're gonna have our super spreader event go on. But what can you do? You can't do anything. Can't even complain. How about Dave Chappelle, man? Do I have time for Dave Chappelle? I've been wanting to talk about this. I like Dave Chappelle. I love him as a comedian. I think he's one of the funniest guys I've ever heard and known. You know, I mean, he just gets funnier by the day. And now he's got this thing where people hate him. Oh, did I say I liked him? I mean, I hate Dave Chappelle. He's horrible. Horrible! No, but so Dave Chappelle continues to draw backlash for the comments he made about members of the LGBTQ community during his recent and much talked about Netflix special, The Closer. Though he hasn't suffered any significant financial loss because of his statements, he was, however, uninvited from a special event set to take place at his alma mater. During his latest appearance at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis on Friday, November 12th, the Sticks and Stones comedian revealed to the audience that his Washington, D.C. high school uninvited him to a fundraiser followed by the fallout from his Netflix special. So here's a mega famous guy, a guy that if you have your fundraiser, you know you're going to make money for that fund. Whatever that fund is, man, you know you're going to pump it full of cash. You get Dave Chappelle there, right? No, they're going to cancel it because some LGBTQ people were offended. Listen, the guy's a comedian, and people need to stop being so overly sensitive. And I get it where LGBTQ people, Black people too, Spanish people too, Asian people too. There's a lot of people that are discriminated against, white people too, discriminated against. And you need to stop that stuff, but you also need to have an understanding that, you know, there's discrimination, and then there's stupidity, then there's ignorance, and there's off-color remarks, and then there's comedy, man. You know what I mean? And you got to be able to laugh at yourself. Come on. You got to be able to laugh at yourself, you know? So Chappelle says they're canceling stuff he didn't even want to do. So there you go. That's like saying you got uninvited to a party you didn't know you were invited to in the first place. Chappelle said in response to the decision, if you think you're mad at me, remember, I didn't disinvite you from anything. Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C., from which Chappelle graduated, called off the charity event for a new theater that was set to be named after the actor, after students reportedly expressed feeling uncomfortable that they were being made to show Chappelle, to support, admit his controversy, right? So these kids are into the cancel culture. That's all they know. Their parents are cancel culture parents, people. And if you don't like it, nobody should see it. Let's destroy it, get rid of it from the world. You know what I mean? Because you don't like it. My teacher, Timothy Whalen, who happens to be on my Facebook, a guy that my 10th grade social studies teacher, said, in the future, if, it's like one thing, you can't make everybody happy. And if you try to make everybody happy, you're going to destroy society for everybody else. And there are some people that are never happy and they want everything gone, right? So, yeah, that's where we're at. So now these students are very wealthy. They don't care if their school doesn't get some money. I mean, you think that place is a crap hole school. So in a statement released on its website, the school wrote, as a learning institution that champions inclusivity, diversity, equity, and belonging, we care deeply about protecting the well-being and dignity of every member of our student body, faculty, and community. So what about the free speech of a black man in America? Does that matter? How about the free speech of a man in America? How about the free speech of a person in America? Doesn't matter if they're male or black or whatever. It matters that we have a constitution and he can speak his mind. And it's not hate talk. He's not saying he hates people in LGBTQ. He just thinks they're funny. Yeah. So the statement continued, we also believe moving forward with the event originally scheduled for November 23rd, 2021, without first addressing questions and concerns from members of the Ellington community would be a missed opportunity for a teachable moment. So they probably got some parents with the real bucks, basically writing checks saying, we'll build you the theater, but we don't want that guy here at the school. He doesn't represent our image of being fake. That's what they do. They're all fake. They're not real. They don't care about people's rights. They just use it. They use it for leverage in their latest spiel of crapola. Isn't that what it is? It's not about helping people. It's not about helping people, about helping people out of poverty. Or you never hear these wealthy people really talk about that. They say we gotta stamp out poverty, and then they don't. So, okay. Let's see. Additionally, the school noted that it would be using Chappelle's latest works to further expand its social studies curriculum, including content related to political activism, civic engagements, art activism, and other intersections of race, gender, and sexuality. We reckon, so basically they're just using people for their race, gender, and sexuality. We're using people. And what about just being yourself? And not put the emphasis on race, gender, or sexuality. You don't need to put the emphasis on those things because people are what they are by definition of what they are. You just need to have things equaled out. We recognize that not everyone will accept or welcome a particular artist's point of view, product, or craft, but reject the notion of a cancel culture is a healthy or constructive means to teach our students. But that's what they're doing. Chappelle's publicist, Carla Sims, told Fox News that Dave is an artist and activist and applauds the school taking time to develop creative and critical thinkers. He supports the school's effort to contribute to open conversations versus cancellations. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said that. I've seen this guy a lot. He doesn't talk like that. But whatever, man. You know what? It really comes down to you being yourself in this world. Don't let anybody change the dream inside of you. Don't let anybody tell you everything you do is bad, unless you're like really bad or whatever. Just be yourself and do things that make you happy. The Buddha says, get your ass down that road one step at a time. One step at a time. I'll see you guys next week on the Red Pill News. The Buddha says bye.